I'm Josephine Reed from the National Endowment for the Arts with the Chairman's Corner, a weekly podcast with Mary Ann Carter, Chairman of the Arts Endowment. This is where we'll discuss issues of importance to the arts community and a whole lot more. The Arts Endowment has recently posted guidelines to help arts organizations navigate the application process for emergency arts funding through the CARES Act. Mary Ann Carter is here to talk about some of the features of those guidelines. But first, she wanted to share a little background about the work the agency did to develop them. Here's Mary Ann.
Well, first and foremost, I'm thrilled that we got the guidelines up about a month earlier than we had originally thought we would. And that really is a shout out to members of our staff who worked around the clock. And also then OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, who approved our operating plan within 24 hours. And not only did they approve it, they commented that it was impressive, it was organized, and that their staff was very appreciative. So I take a lot of pride in our staff in being able to get that accomplished.
I agree. It's not easy.
No, it's not. It might be a world's record.
So just broadly, Mary Ann, because all of this is up on our website, what are some of the features or the highlights of the guidelines?
Well, obviously, we want to distribute these funds as quickly, fairly, and effectively as possible. We combined an easy application, no matching funds are required, an appropriate use of funds, which will be for saving jobs and other operating expenses, a manageable burden for our staff so we can effectively and efficiently process the applications that will come in, a streamlined review, and then expediting the awarding of funds. Our process balances the demands of all the different stakeholders here, and that includes thousands of the arts organizations across the nation, our own staff, and of course, the U.S. taxpayer.
From looking at the guidelines on the website, I know that only previous grantees are eligible. Why is that?
Well, the goal here is to get the money out as quickly as possible. So we have restricted the application pool to grantees of ours for the past 4 years. That's still a pool of over 3,700 organizations. But here's the reasons why. One, we know they've already been vetted through our own review system by panel experts within the field. And because of that process and that rigorous review, we know they represent a diverse pool of applicants that meet the criteria of artistic excellence and merit. They represent all arts disciplines and fields. They are of all different organizational sizes, and there is a wide geographic reach all across the nation. And another big reason is this will provide a rational and a manageable pool of potential applicants for us, which is really important because we want the program to be implemented as quick as possible. I would just add that there are other avenues of funding as well for arts organizations. 40% of the $75 million that we received will go to state art agencies and regional art agencies, and so applicants can apply there as well.
Will there be grants to individual artists? Will they be made available?
There will not be grants to individual artists from the National Endowment for the Arts. Congress has prohibited the Arts Endowment from making direct grants to individuals, except in the case of literature fellowships, our NEA Jazz Master Fellowships, and our NEA National Heritage Fellowships, which is folk and traditional arts. The literature fellowships, individuals can apply directly through our regular grant program, and then Jazz Master Fellowships and the Heritage Fellowships are awarded based on nominations from the public.
When is the 40% of state arts agencies and regional arts agencies expected to go out?
So we have been able to move that timeline up. So we had originally thought the guidelines wouldn't even go out until the first week of May. We actually expect the funding for the state arts organizations to go out by the end of April. And later in April, we will open the application portal. And once the portal's open, there'll be a 2-week period for organizations to apply. And then because the legislation required our normal procedure, we still have to go to panel, but we've created a very expedited system for that. So we expect grants to be announced in June, and then the money will start going out the door in July.
And of course, all the details for the guidelines are on our website at arts.gov.
And we also have frequently asked questions if an organization has a question. And of course, all of our discipline directors are available by email to answer questions as well.
Well, Mary Ann, thank you so much. And I will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Joe.
That was Chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, Mary Ann Carter. Again, the guidelines to apply for CARES funding, including eligibility requirements, application review, and frequently asked questions, are on our website, arts.gov. I'm Josephine Reed. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.